You have reached the Gemini Production Group. You may dial an extension at any time or continue to hold and you'll be connected shortly. Gemini Group, this is Matthew.
Hey, Matthew, how you doing today? This is John with Bank of Cardiff.
Good, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, I don't want to waste too much of your time this afternoon, but just wanted to follow up on a finance offer. We had extended your company's way a few weeks back. I don't know if that kind of reached your desk yet or anything like that.
I don't recall if it was it an email or
no. It would have been in the mail, like you know, snail mail.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't require any financing. We're a cash positive business here, so every capital purchase we make is done with cash. So
totally, I understand that completely, and you know, I understand you guys are cash positive, but there's always a use for financing. You know, when you're trying to help your business grow.
No, yeah, I understand that. It's just kind of our policy here not to go into debt, so we wouldn't require any financing now or in the future.
Totally, totally understandable, man. Well, if you ever do have any financing needs, you know, emergencies do happen, things come up, you know, can I go ahead and shoot you an email so you can just keep some information on us?
Yeah, you're welcome to do that.
Yeah, awesome.
I'll keep it here in my files.
Perfect.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm ready if you are.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't know if you already had it or not. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
It's a M as in Matthew, P as in Peter, E, S as in Sam, O-N-I, at the company name in full, Gemini, productiongroup.com.
Productiongroup.com. Alrighty. Yeah, like I said... Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Let me ask you something. I've noticed a lot of these offers coming through the mail in the last, like, 6 to 8 months. Is there a new regulation that has opened up, or is there a loosening on the banking system that allows this kind of, I guess...
Basically, you know, how we got your information is you did some past equipment financing back in 2012, it looks like?
No, we would never have...
Oh, okay. Well, for some reason, we have you guys, we got the information from so unless the UCC information is wrong, that's the information we were given, because we get the information through the UCC, because that is, has been made public information, you know, years ago.
Okay.
So,
there might be something inaccurate.
Yeah. I don't know. You might want to go check, you know, the UCC filings yourself, just to see if there might be a mistake here. Because if there is, then the only other time I've heard of this is if there was like identity fraud and someone used their information to take out whether it's equipment or working. So you might want to take a peek into that. We could just have some bad information, but it could be something else. So I would
I appreciate the heads up, and we do keep an eye on our, you know, Dun & Bradstreet report and everything like
Perfect.
That.
Perfect. Okay. Good. You got your DMB, then you're good. Yeah.
So, thank you for letting me know that. I'm not exactly sure how that ever gets through the system.
No problem at all. Yeah, we have nothing really to hide on this end. You know, all the information we have is all because it's public. It's not like we go in and buy this from, you know, different people or whatever.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, John. I'll keep an eye out for that email and...
Yeah, exactly. I'll shoot you an email and, like I said, you just never know what comes up, or maybe a big inventory comes up and it would just be better for your, you know, business to stay a little bit more cash positive than to deplete your own accounts.
Okay,
so,
I understand. Yep.
Yeah. All right, brother. Hey, I appreciate your time, and I'll shoot you an email here.
Have a good day. Yeah.
All right. Bye.